you hear a variety of different languages in a single sentence that is spoken to you by any of the locals. English is still widely understood in larger cities, but you may come across problems if you are visiting rural areas. For this reason, your fallback should be French and Arabic, especially for the daring traveler. Customs to be wary of. During your visit to Morocco, there are two things you should be wary of. Firstly, avoid using your left hand for things that are considered socially important. This includes shaking hands and eating. As a majority of the population here comprises of Muslims, they consider it inappropriate and unclean. Secondly, as Moroccan women place great emphasis on dressing modestly, this can be an issue for those who are from Western cultures, as in such cases one would probably want to prance around in shorts and tank tops mostly because it is extremely hot there, and this by all means is alien to their custom. Even though there is nothing wrong with it and you can dress as you see fit, it would be a better idea to respect the local customs, regardless of the fact that it can be inconvenient for you at times. For females, clothes that are airy and not tight are acceptable as long as they cover the body, but then again, this would also largely vary depending on where you are in the country. Rural areas and smaller cities are indeed conservative, but this is not the case with larger cities where there are a variety of people in different attire and clothes. Are you allowed to party? Is it acceptable to get drunk or do drugs? As mentioned earlier, the majority of the population is Muslim, but they seem to do it all. What is really interesting is that hashish is common, and it is even easier to obtain alcohol from the many bars you will come across in Morocco. In larger cities, such as Marrakesh and Casablanca,